lets you hide all the sadness you feel. Mm-hmm. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. Now, it's a good life to be free and explore the unknown. Yes, and the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, baby, and kiss the good life goodbye. That's all you got to do.
Hey, Mr. Thorne.
Evening, Mike. 110 blocks in under 15 minutes. Not bad for a one-eyed Russian immigrant. Somebody throwing a party?
You are, sir.
Oh, yeah? Am I having a good time?
Well, Manhattan Fine Wine has delivered the cases of Salon Lemonade.
Oh, pretty pricey stuff. What did I pay for it?
What do you care? You got more money you can even look at.
Oh, I'd like to thank you for that little tip on the market you gave me. The wife says the stock's gone up 5 points.
Good, Mike. You want some more advice?
Sure.
Sell it. Here, read my newsletter.
Have fun.
Fun is actually knowing who half your guests are.
Hey, hey! Woman, kiss the good life goodbye.
Evening.
Chris. Hi, Chris. I saved it for you.
And that's what she says to all the guys.
I'll take the next one. Go ahead. Cigar.
Chris, we'll see you in the apartment.
Hey, there, little fella. What's your name?
Sit down. Come on, girl.
Get up, Sheriff. You ought to get cats. They're a lower maintenance pet.
Come on, let's go. Come on, Chris.
Big crowds. You new in the building? You all right?
Yes. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I never did this.
Listen, some people are throwing a party up in my apartment. Why don't you come up for a drink? It'll help you relax.
Oh, that son of a bitch! I don't believe this. That bastard! I can't believe this!
I'll be in the penthouse if you change your mind. Thanks for the espresso maker. The bag of shit.
Howard Sons' office.
Miriam, this is Diane. Let me talk to Howard.
I'm sorry, Miss Lightson. He left explicit instructions not to be disturbed.
What's going on with this landfill deal? I'm only his goddamn lawyer. Why didn't I know about it?
He said he's doing the deal. Your services won't be needed professionally or personally.
Look, this is not about our personal relationship, Miriam. This is business. Do you understand? It's about my professional credentials, my law firm's time. Why am I talking to you? You know what? You just tell Howard that I'm coming down there. Excuse me.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, glad you could make it.
Thanks. Diane Lightson. I'm with the firm of Masser and Glennett.
Chris Thorne. Sorry about the cold hands.
Don't worry about it.
Law firm, Masser Glennett? Weiss, Weiss, Warple, Whitney?
Yeah, that's the one.
What's your specialty?
Investment syndication and public flotation.
Scott, thank you. Would you like a drink?
I'd love one.
Scott?
Great.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Scott?
Are you going to the Suns thing?
Are you kidding? Not unless somebody holds a gun to my head. He's a fraud. He's a rip-off artist. It's all about buying lakes and filling them with garbage. I don't know what set you off in the elevator, but if I were you, I'd stay away from this Suns guy.
Let's just say I have a personal interest in this particular deal. So if you're not going, can I borrow your car?
Whoa.
I'm a good driver.
I didn't say I'm not going. I just said I'm not planning on going. I may have a low opinion of the guy, but is that important to you? Maybe you know something I don't. Maybe I should reconsider.
I really like to drive.
I'll drive.
I mean, I'm happy to
drive. No, it's my car. I'll do the driving.
Okay, great. You drive.
Could I? Who's going for a drive? Are you clear?
No, how can I pass it?
Where? We love to drive. Yeah. Are you going to your house in the Hamptons?
No.
That's fantastic.
No.
When are we leaving?
Very, very early. Much too early for you. How about noon in the parking lot?
Noon is better. We love it.
Fantastic. Great. Sorry about that. That's... Fausto and Ronaldo Square and Nizu. I give them investment counseling sometimes. They're Brazilian heirs. They have breakfast around 2 in the afternoon. We'll never see them again.
Good. So I'll see you in the garage at noon.
Okay.
Don't be late.
I won't be late.
Good.
Night, huh?
Oh, God, I can't do this. Listen, do me a favor, will you?
Yes.
You know Diane Lyson? She just moved in.
Yes, sir, 23B.
Yeah, she'll be down in a couple of minutes. Tell her I'm too tired, I'm sick, I can't drive her.
Yes.
Give her the car with my compliments, will you?
Sir.
I gotta get some sleep. Give me the keys, Mike.
Beamer.
Morning.
This is a vintage, what, 733i? 3.3 liter?
That's right. Had it 2 years, never been out of Manhattan.
Really? Well, maybe I should drive.
I'll drive. Hang on, let me get that for you.
Hang on. Wow, this is really cherry.
Mm-hmm. Make yourself comfy.
Thank you, Mike.
Hope you feel better, sir.
I feel great. Still fine. What the fuck? I don't believe this. Should have known a billionaire never forgets.
They're not coming with us, are they?
Look at him. I can't say no.
Great! Chris, dude, I imagine that you did not think we'd be up so early.
I have no idea.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, where are we going?
We're going to Atlantic City, Fausto. Get in the trunk.
Good. We can see the Taj Mahal. I love it. Here they call it the ninth wonder of the world. Oh, we have the fifth in South America, in Rio. The Christ of Corcovado. Hi, I'm Renalda. Hola, yo soy Diana. Ay, pero es que hablo español, yo no lo puedo creer. This is my brother, Paul.
Encantado. Chris, put this tape on. Les Chanca.
How long have you been divorced?
Four years.
You still love her?
Nah. Been over it for weeks.
Chris, this road is such a dull place. We have a nice little surprise picnic for you. Let's take the car into the countryside for a while.
Countryside?
This is the Jerseyvania Triangle. Whole damn place is a mess of burnt-out factories, junkyards, and coal fields. Believe me, I know. My grandfather was in coal commodities in the 30s.
So let's go and see them.
I don't want to get lost.
You won't get lost. Look at all that fancy equipment you've got. Take the next road. Let's see if you can use all that shit.
Oh, Fausto, I think we should just keep going.
I don't understand what's the big deal. We made a nice little surprise picnic for you. You invited us on a drive, and now you aren't even driving us where we want to go.
Dude, you could be a better host.
Okay. Okay, listen. How about this? If it won't take too long, about 329 parallel to the pike. Okay, it crosses the Delaware and then it crosses back here. There should be beautiful river scenery and it won't take us too far out of our way. Okay?
It's your dime, lady.
Ay, pero qué mango. I have two big mangoes.
Oh, yes.
You like mango?
Sell pork bellies, buy gold.
What is that, a vent pipe?
You with a vent pipe. What do you want to do, get out and kiss it?
I can smell the thing. Go, go.
Nice town, huh?
Evil Knievel and Mr. Clean.
Oh, no, a cop.
Oh. Were you speeding?
65, that's the national speed limit.
Well, not everywhere. It said 50 back there.
50? Why didn't you tell me?
You don't have to stop.
What? Right. Let's get out the guns and blow out his front tires. Are you crazy? Of course I'm going to stop. He's a policeman.
What are you talking about, dude? This is a provincial cop, man. With this car, you could easily get away from him. Let's see if we could do 90.
You're kidding, this baby will do 130.
Oh, good, let's go. Do it.
Go, please. Thorn, for Christ's sake, go. Go, man. You wimp chicken. Let's go. Hit it. Push it. This is a little goddamn hamlet.
Please go.
Here we go.
Go, Chris. Come on, Chris, go.
It's good, don't be scared.
Push it.
We're winning.
Yeah, you have a BMW. Act like it.
breaking the law.
Don't forget it, Uncle.
Oh, but it is smooth, isn't it?
She's got a fast car, too.
Oh, shh.
Chris, Chris, move it.
Hello?
For Christ's sake, move it, Chris.
Maybe we better stop.
No. No, I think I can lose him.
Pull over now. Pull over now.
What the hell is that? Detour.
Me and hand me a bunch of tickets. I'll pay him and we'll be on our way back to the turnpike. Oh, I see. It's all my fault now. Folks, meet Andy Griffith.
Good afternoon. Driver, step outside the car, please. Was I speeding?
Sorry.
Wasn't sure you were a real cop. And, please. I mean that in a complimentary sense. That's okay. There's no law against having a sense of humor. Now, turn around, put your hands on the roof of the car, please, sir.
There you go, sir. Spread them.
Oh, come on. No, really. What?
Spread them.
Spread them.
Oh, come. Yeah, that's nice. Thanks. Lower back, please. Thank you. Check the prostate. That's nice.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
I got an itch right up in there. It's good. Thank you.
Not today, sir. Turn around. May I see your license, registration, and insurance, please?
What's the charge?
You were speeding, but that's not why I began to follow you, sir. Back there in the village, you failed to make a full stop at the intersection.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't even notice.
Well, as I say, that's the initial reason why I followed you and why you're under arrest now. The speeding and reckless evasion will be overlooked if you cooperate now and quietly get in your car and follow me. Clear?
Oh, sir, sir, wait a minute. This may be Valkenvania, but it is still America, and we have an appointment at Atlantic City, so we'd just like to get going. Wouldn't mind, would you just write a ticket here, or we could settle it some other way, perhaps?
Step back, please. I understand, sir. But you see, that's not the way things work around here. You're going to have to follow me a ways to the Reeve. Then it's up to him how we proceed.
Reeve?
The local justice of the peace. Now, I'm planning not to mention the speeding to him. So I suggest you come quietly and immediately, unless you want more trouble than you're already gargling.
beeping?
It means we're off the map in this cartridge. What time does sun start the hype?
6 o'clock. It's 3:30 now. We can still make it if you just let me do the talking.
Metal sculpture.
It must be into folk art.
Welcome. What is that, music? They're piping in music.
Enjoy your stay.
What is this place?
God.
So that's where they buried Flipper.
Flipper's dead?
That's JP.
Shire Reeve. It's like Robin Hood. Be polite.
Oh, and no cussing.
Shit. Look at all these posters.
There is a negativity about this place.
Broken hyzer salvage. Trespassers will be shot.
Funky karma here, man.
Is this a joke?
Ay, I hope so, because I don't think I like it here at all.
Where the hell are we?
Listen, do we have to get out here?
Balkanvania Courts and Schools, 1898.
Balkanvania.
It's old. Right this way, folks.
Wait, I'm entitled to one phone call.
Surely. And you're more than welcome to make one, if we had a phone. There's one in my car.
The car's been impounded.
Impounded already? Step up to the railing, please. May I have your IDs, everyone, please?
I already have yours, Mr. Thorne.
Thank you. These trials usually last only a couple minutes.
Revolving District Court for the Village and Shire of Balkanvania is now in order. The Honorable Reeve, Alvin Balkanizer, presides.
Okay, Dennis, give me their licenses, ID, toll tickets, report cards, notes from the teacher.
There you go, Judge. Traffic violation. Contravention of Village Bylaw 23, failing in the execution of a full stop at a place so marked, I recommend fine, bond, and release.
What else you want to do for them? Bake them a pie? Who's Christopher Lawrence Thorne?
That's me, Your Honor. Thorne Financial Publishing, Water Street, New York.
Okay. Banker?
No banker. No, financial publishing. Thorne's Weekly.
Okay, banker. Oh, here. Well, look at this. Passports.
I will have you know that my brother, Fausto, and I enjoy diplomatic immunity in this country.
Oh, yeah, well, and you are the Fausto and Rinalda Squirini. She's we. Friends of the bride.
Yeah, that's right. We all want to get married.
No, sir. No wedding. Moving violation. Failure to stop.
Let's just be quiet and let him do his little thing and we'll be on our way.
Oh, I will let you be on your way. And oh, when you go, the cat's eyes will spin. Now listen.
Okay. We'll listen.
Hey, hey, ho, ha, ho. Hula, 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 the bula, bula, bula. Look who's got the front seats of the Mexican hat dance now. Just like a bunch of spiders in a birthday cake. You might be interested to know that you are not under the jurisdiction of just any old fishing license dispenser and stamp pad jockey. We've always been set to deal with the offenders once and for all at their first appearance. Quick as something to a 10-year-old goose.
Congratulations. I'm glad to know things are running smoothly for you.
Put out that dog rocket!
Oh, sir, sorry.
In 1796, my forefathers established this seat after the tenets of the old Shire Charter.
Shire Charter? Excuse me, sir, that's pre-Magna Carta, I mean serfdom and fiefdom stuff.
Very good, young lady. You know, you and I ought to spend a little more time together.
Well, I'd like that.
Would you? Well, and more on how they packed me off to Farmers Mechanics University in Gracefield, Ohio for my engineering degree. And how I fought the Germans in World War I later. But for now...
Later? Wait, ho, no later. Wait a minute, what is this shit?
Sir, no cussing in court.
We don't want to hear the story of your life. We just want to pay the ticket and get the hell out of here.
I'm sorry, Judge.
Well, look at him. He's going on and on.
This court herewith binds you over for a further appearance to be held at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We shall deem for the public and common good that you be confined herein. So for now...
Judge, are you kidding?
Good night, Harry!
What's the point in that? They're clean. No drugs, no guns, nothing.
Just another batch of hot pistol lilywugget city chickens to run through Grandpa Alvin's pick house. When I'm gone, you will be reaved. You can run things any way you want. Until then, you just do your job. So help me, Dennis. I'll cut you out of the will. You won't get so much as blotted an eye.
I always do my job, and you know it. But I don't mind letting you know my duties end right here at this bench.
Oh, fine. Go suck a bug.
Are you okay?
What was that for?
How could you be so insensitive?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Fausto, you better do something about this. Nina, you're pulling on my coat. Now cool it.
I had us out of here. Then you had to go and open your big mouth.
You had us out of here? We would have been here another 2 hours listening to the history of the Valkenberger farm or wherever the hell we are.
I knew that I couldn't depend on you.
Listen, I don't need this. I was just trying to drive us to Atlantic City for you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You're no longer our financial advisor. You're fired.
Shut up.
Miami, baby, here we come.
Here, take this.
Oh, baby, that's going to
be... Have they got a jacuzzi in this place, huh?
Company.
Hey, don't give you your license again, huh?
Don't worry, I'll take
care
of it.
No. It's under the seat. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Good evening. Driver, step out of the car, please.
Good evening, officer.
Chief. Driver's license, registration, insurance, and fitness certificate, please.
Oh,
okay, Arthur? Have you been drinking tonight, son?
No.
I had a couple, so what? I'm fine.
I'm afraid you'll have to blow.
Blow you? To get out of a ticket? Forget it, Tom.
That's not funny. I meant you'll have to use a breathalyzer.
I'll blow him.
Maybe later. Next century. Let's go, son.
Oh, come on, officer.
You blew double drunk within the village limits. You're going with me.
Sure. Whatever you say, officer. Say goodnight, copper.
Please. Please, no.
Don't kill me.
Chiefy, pal. I was only kidding.
Hey, I don't want you. I want Judge Wapner.
I have to flee the fifth dimension.
Okay. Well, let's see here what we got. We got your crack and ice cocaine here. And you got your pills and your vials of coke and snorters and pipes and grinders. Get your gun here. And you got your switchblade knives.
Well, since you're all having a whirl of a time on some kind of a hopped-up date, I believe that we can get this all over relatively simply and have you people on your way, so.
Step forward to the bench, please.
Hey, see that? Nice one to stand in, Judge. You know what I'm saying?
Nice guy.
You take care of this. I'm going to go out for a smoke.
Go for a smoke? Dennis, they got guns, drugs. One of them tried to kill you. I'll stay to watch.
Okay, I hereby find all parties culpable in these matters as charged, and so choose to inveigh the maximum levy for these violations, and do therefore deem that you be conveyed to a holy, oh, awful place of execution, wherein you shall be put to death. Yeah.
People will have to entertain some kind of an offer.
Okay, folks. Meet up here for supper.
See? Reasonable people. Supper.
Supper.
A little white wine, arugula salad, maybe some pasta.
Welcome to supper.
How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Thank you, Judge. You know, there's nothing better at the end of a long day on the road than a nice warm glass of Hawaiian punch. Here's some good friends.
Does he treat all traffic violators this graciously?
Only the ones he takes a special interest in, like bankers. Ants on a log, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love one.
Cousin?
Oh, aunt. Oh, yeah, sure.
Folks, I'd like to introduce my granddaughter, Eldona. She's single and the best Class A mechanic in 5 states.
It's adorable, Judge.
She'd make an ideal wife, too. Genuine wage earner and struck dumb at birth by a thunderclap.
My kind of woman.
I think the two of you'd make a perfect couple.
Hey. You look pretty this evening, sister. Doing something different with your hair?
Eldona, would you please prepare the meal? Thank you, dear.
Want to see a wine list?
Young man, it is basic human politeness to share your conversation with the whole table. So what's on your brain?
Alvin, I was just thinking you've got enough vintage steel around here to make a few thousand Toyotas. Ever think of selling the whole place to the Japanese?
There you go. Does the Pope wear a hat with Sergeant York's mother an angel, and will a banker grope for money?
Not a banker, I'm a financial publisher.
Yeah, well, all I know is in 17, after they shipped me off to fight, some New York financier rolled in here one day and hog-glousered and tub-wankled my grandfather into mining the whole place out. In exchange for shares in something called the United Coke Company. Do you know what those stock certificates are worth today? Just about the finest outhouse wallpaper you've ever seen. They were forced to become what you drove through today. Burnt out coal field. And the biggest icebox graveyard east of the Ohio foundry belt. And that's why I never let a banker go.
So Chukarampa made a lousy deal. Is that our problem?
Judge, it's a very tragic, tragic story.
I believe it is.
You should do a book.
How do you like the dog, folks?
They're serving dogs?
No, no, no. Hot dogs. Dutch country Herefords. Prize winners.
Hot dog.
Stadium pranks, you know, like they had before they brought in night games. Huh? Okay, let's eat. Here's how I like them, and I suggest you have them the same way. Go ahead there, folks. Pick yourself up a couple of dogs. Just a mine fire, burning since 1926. Nothing that'll cause us to interrupt our meal.
He hopes.
Come on there, mix up them condiments the way I do.
That's enough. I'm gonna flip out. Get behind me, baby. You people are sick, wicked, funky, misanthropic, codependent animals. And I won't have my sister, who is once the queen of the Mardi Gras, sitting at a table with a pickle shooting train.
He's right. We gotta go.
Fine. Oh. Come on, baby.
Urbella, put that up. Use the dogs. Take your hand off her.
That's more like it.
Aldona, if you would please show them to their room.
Ow. Where do you work out?
Fausto, you were a hero. Oh, Fausto, and they had such ugly, ugly food. Fausto, what is that smell?
It smells like Sao Paulo.
Toxic.
Oh, baby, we've got to swim through that.
Oh, no, Fausto, Fausto, you are not going to make me swim through toxic, Fausto. I cannot believe it.
Baby, we've got to get to the freeway.
No.
We've got to get to the freeway.
I don't deserve this happiness.
Close your mouth.
Okay. Oh, you let me go. Oh.
Congratulations, folks. You made it across our gully.
You should get a prize.
Please, let us go. Let our friends go. We are rich. We'll give you anything.
Solvent.
Liquid.
Rich.
What am I going to do with money? All I do is work for the Reeves since I was 8. I got free room and board.
Only you have the power to help us. Dude. It looks like you need a nice couple of weeks holiday, you know? Nice. Time off from your job.
You peeled the correct banana there.
Leisure time. Kick back. Nice.
Fish tacos. Quick, hide. Come on, it's my cousin. Come on. The original all-purpose ditch witch.
Hi, get out.
All of this is about some hustler who dumped on you, right? Isn't it? Well, what about Sons? Really? I mean, what were you planning on doing when you got down to Atlantic City and confronted him? Slap his face in front of a room full of investors? That's a hell of a way to break up with a guy if that's what you're doing. So, you picked the wrong guy. Happens to the best of us. I've been through this. You know, when it comes to love, there's no accounting for taste. Hell, I used to be married to Imelda Marcos. You don't have to put yourself through this. A guy like that's going to end up burying himself anyway. He doesn't deserve you. You're too good for him.
Oh, I'm just such a jerk. I mean, why do I always pick the wrong guy?
trusting and so gullible. I mean, I don't know why I'm such a pushover. I mean, I'm such a sucker. I'd love a pretty face. It's so embarrassing. I better lie down. Oh, you're nothing but trouble.
It wasn't me, that was the bed. Let's get out of here. Up here.
Duck.
It's moving.
Oh, Jesus. We gotta get out of here. How far does this go?
It goes all the way to... all the way up to here.
Are you all right?
Blind staircase. Lay down. Jesus, look out! You all right?
How much more of this crap I can take? Look at all these IDs.
What is this? There must be thousands of them.
Passports and auto clip cards. Wow, a license, Virginia Horsing Trappings, 1896.
Statewide search for outlaw biker gang underway. Thus, love of Hare Krishnas disappears.
Ex-Nazi rocket scientist vanishes, 49.
All these IDs match the news clippings. Look at this. Jimmy Hoffa still missing, and here's his ID.
Are you kidding? Oh, wow. You know, I think they've been doing this around here since the 1890s, and I don't see any reason why they're going to stop at us. I mean, look at this. They're all criminals and creeps.
Bankers.
Exactly. What happened?
wish we were on that train.
Me too.
Good luck, Slick.
Hey, look at this. It's a slide.
Yeah, but this is no playground. Could be a bed of spikes down there.
Let's go.
No,
come on.
You go. Take it slow.
We got no human rights. He's just mad that we both got so fat we couldn't finish high school. You're the fat one because you always eat too much cereal. You're the one who's fat, not as fat as you. You're the fat one. No, I'm not. Just get the hammer. I got it. Hold that straight.
Hey,
You're the ones who's forging. Can't you even see?
I can see. You're stupid.
Oh, that's it. I am never working for you in this foundry again. Never.
Give me that. Go get a ball peen hammer.
No.
No, the one that's round on here.
I know the ball peen hammer's round.
He thinks I'm his child.
Oh! Trespasser! Get her! Get her! Oh! Stop! Trespasser, stop! Don't scatter!
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Don't scatter.
That's not good.
No, that's no good!
We just want to play with her.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know. We won't lose you. Hi. I'm Bobo. That's Little Devil.
Hi. We're not allowed in the house.
Is she okay?
In one place. I'll be right down.
Man, would you look at this place? It's like extremely Draculated.
White man's heaven.
One at a time. Here we are. We're home. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
She is one ugly, cross-burning, redneck, peckle of police bitch, man.
All right. Move.
Good man's work is never done.
Village Reeve hurt in foundry blast. So that's what happened to the poor old ugly puss bag.
I thought I took care of my vermin problem last year.
Wait, no!
I'm glad I forgot my pistol.
Bad call, Cornflake. I left that leg in France. And now...
I'm gonna stick you!
Crazy.
I'm gonna dig so many new holes in you, you're gonna look like a salt shaker! Italian loafers out of my bed pad. Ooh!
Crazy!
I'm gonna make you cry now, boy!
Chew on this, you stinking relic!
Oscar!
You know, you are worse than a week of yellow shitstorms. First I find you rooting around in my private things. Now you're making advances against my little granddaughter.
I was just trying to get away from you. I ran into her, okay?
Well, she's got your taint on her now. Taint? No choice but house policy.
What? House policy? What's house policy?
Well, whatever man touches her is the one she keeps.
What? What are you talking about? Oh, no, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just went through a goddamn stop sign.
I just want to get to Atlantic City, please. She'll know what to do with him.
What the hell is that?
Okay, what's going on, boy?
Oh, 12:30, isn't it? It's kind of late. I was dreaming there, back in France on furlough. Step forward, Constable. What are the charges?
Speeding.
75
and a 50. In a hearse.
If it's an ambulance, you got a chance. But then a hearse got to be worse. Okay. Oh, this is a union card, huh? Where are you, mine workers?
Oh, man. Well, man, we're musicians. We're a hip-hop band. That's what I'm saying.
Hip-hop? Musicians? So you're all musicians, huh?
Yeah, DJs.
Constable, you searched the vehicle?
Oh, yes, sir, I did. It contains musical items.
Well, I'd better see them. Bring them all in, set them up, let me see them.
All right, let's go.
Special day? What is it, Halloween?
Right this way, Mr. Snappy, come back.
Hey, after this, you can see us do our tag team wrestling show, okay?
Three.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
I win my deal.
No. Bobo wins because Bobo's hand was on top.
Yeah, my hand's on top. I win my deal.
No, I won my deal.
My hand's on top. My deal, I win.
That's right. No, it's Bobo's deal because Bobo's hand was on top.
Yeah, my hand was on top. I win my deal.
Okay.
If I win again, I get another bowl of cereal.
And if I win, I get Diane.
No, little devil.
My deal.
Okay, Bobo, deal him.
Drop the beat, Jay.
Been all around the world. Been all around the world.
Came for the party to get naughty, get my rocks on, eat popcorn, watch you move your body to the pop song that I'm singing, ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing, everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Y style, R&B, mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone, it's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle, meanwhile we keep the beat kicking, sweat dripping, girlies in the limo, we in checking, oops, go get the grease on your pantyhose, I love you, Rover, move over, I gotta blow my nose, sneezing, but still I'm pleasing. All of Slimmy, pull out my Jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. It's a 50-20, don't you know? There I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if you're stopping, then I'm stopping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girly, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie. It's just the same old song. Same old song. Thank you.
sure are a gaggle of musicians, sure enough. And now, the disposition of your case. Gather in a little closer there. That's right, right there. Yeah. In light of your contribution to the common good, I hereby waive all fines, suspend all sentences. You're free to go. Hold the harvest. There is another matter before the Shire Court this evening, and, well, you all might be able to help.
Where's Diane?
Oh, she went home. Listen, I got something better for you. First, I think you ought to know something. In many cases here, I do often choose to inveigh the maximum levy. Frequently, undesirables are put to death.
Oh, sure, I can understand that, Judge, but come on. Death for running a stop sign?
And for being a banker, that's the double death. However, I'd be willing to cast aside all findings, be blind to your banker's blood, let you live out your days here as husband to my granddaughter, father to her child, and heir to my seat.
Well, what are you saying? Is death or Aldona?
Oh, come on, lad. Take her hand. Warm my tired old heart. I know women. She loves you. Ever since she saw you, she's been floating around like milkweed in the spring breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Make her happy. Take care of her needs, and you'll inherit a fortune Alibaba would crave.
Listen, Judge. I've spent some time alone with her, and she's a spectacular woman. Quiet, but just shy.
Mute.
Ah. But, Judge, as far as her needs are concerned, I could never presume to be able to fill them.
Oh, you can slip on a pud collar. Now, let me get you out of these cuffs and chains and everything. I'll get you all married up, and we'll welcome you to this family with an all-night reel.
No cuffs, huh?
No cuffs.
Pud collar. Well, I must say, sounds awfully tempting.
Hit it!
Yo, yeah. Drop it, Jay. That's it.
In her own way, she's kind of special.
You'll never have car trouble.
Okay. Well, the district and Commonwealth hereby duly recognizing the will and wish of a man and a woman to enter the holy and life-binding state of matrimony, herewith confirm that you, Aldona Marjorie Balkenheiser, do take a husband, one Christopher Lawrence Thorne. And you, Christopher Lawrence Thorne, confirm that you do take to wife one Aldona Marjorie Balkenheiser.
Pardon?
What? Speak up!
I do.
This office so recognizes and certifies this union and declares that you are now wedded man and wife.
You may kiss the bride.
Judge, there'll be plenty of time for that on the honeymoon.
You may kiss the bride.
No, not in front of all these people, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Now!
All right, so let's get out of here before the old man changes his mind.
Wait! Help me!
We're out of here.
Wait! Help me! These are dangerous
come
people.
Come on, man. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. I was nervous at my wedding, too.
No, please. Never mind, Abby. He's just got that wedding night jitters. That's okay. Just go on out the window, Jerry. I'll open the gate and flip the bridge for you.
You be cool, man.
Bye.
You weak-livered puffball.
Damn city-walking yuppity. Well, Wallet,
look how you hurt my granddaughter. You ain't family material anyway.
No, Judge. Oh, come on, Judge. No, I still have... Judge, what? No, Judge. Why? Judge, what? Wait. Oh, no.
Oh, come on, Judge. Whatever. Oh. So long, Charlie.
What the hell is this now? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, please, God.
Guarantee you're going to enjoy this ride.
Oh, God.
Out of the school, if it needs the last 30 seconds of a person's life, I'd have a little dip in him.
Oh, God. Hey, I'm sorry. Judge, I'm sorry, please. I love my daughter. I love your granddaughter. She's beautiful. I can't. Please, God, help. Please, God, stop.
God, thank you, Lord.
Oh. Damn thing, Bluebell.
Tell Donna to go and text her.
Easy on her, Grandpa. She's mighty broke up. I'll get him.
Don't let him get away. Bring that girl out to the greater team.
Diane.
Excuse my grandkids. They're all spoiled, pulp rotten.
That's right.
Too much, too easy, too soon.
Yeah, I know.
Want a mint candy?
Oh, no.
Missy, I sure do hate to cut and shuffle a fine little muffet like you.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But I will! If Joe Polo don't show. Now, he hurt my family.
Okay.
But, Hal, you'll walk free. Scot free, right out of here. You just get on the two-way now. And tell Mr. High Class to come on in.
Okay, I'll talk to him right
all
now.
All right.
Oh, you okay,
sir? See? You see that? Now somebody's got to pay for the way they sapped this ground.
You want your pills?
I'm all right. Hey, Hopper! Listen! We got your pretty little girlfriend down here ready to go on to Greater Gene for a quartering. But because she's a bright-eyed, smart-looking type, I'm willing to make a trade. You lie down in her place. She goes free. We'll all be happy, including you. Yeah, here you tell. Where the hell's that dog-food-eating grandson of mine anyway? Dennis! Here, you talk. What's going on with him anyway? Would they somebody not giving him his Mayflower? I mean, he all over.
Chris? Hi, it's Diane. Listen.
Run! Run for your life! Stay here, don't get a hold of the place! Just run!
Oh, boy. You really put the pin in the party hog now, girl. You got 5 minutes to come on in or she gets cut and shuffled. Fine now, no gallantry and no suicide stunts. You just come on in. Come on now. Be a real man. Surprise yourself!
Save the woman! Give yourself up for the girl! She'll cry over you for weeks. What's the matter, boy?
Ain't she worth it?
All right, you old liver spot.
Sure, you both did, Diane. We have to tie you down, like Trevor Alvin says.
I wish it was him we were tying down instead of you.
We don't like him, but we love you.
This is a classic case of a dysfunctional family. And you should really consider some help, some therapy.
He won't go.
Okay, cowboy. Last chance saloon. I'm going to count down from 10. If I don't hear your voice by the time I get you one, I'm going to cut her.
Oh.
Eldona,
get them blades up.
Eldona, hey, listen. Why don't we go to New York? I'll take you to Elizabeth Arden. We can do it.
10.
Come
on, here. 9. Come on now, banker. 8. What's wrong with the girl here? She a bad kisser or something? 7.
Oh, I really didn't mean for you to save yourself. Get your ass back down there and save me.
6.
Fred, get down here.
You ain't giving me much choice, boy. 5.
Please, Fred.
Come on now, boy. Last chance saloon. 4.
Don't.
3.
Paolo.
Who's that man that was with her?
I don't know.
I don't know either. She got away.
That's what she was supposed to be like.
Yes. Oh, beautiful girl.
that spinning bed, the door flew up, and we came, got up into that attic,
into the attic
with the newspapers and all those licenses.
Yeah,
and then
pretty much where we found all the licenses and the newspapers that
sat down and
matched
had a
each
cigar.
Other.
We were smoking, relaxing. And
there was no way to know. Well,
what was that, an escape hatch or whatever? Anyway, the door opened, and we went flying. Bobo and Little Devil, save me.
Luckily, I was able to get
we climbed the cliff, and we got on the train right after the fuel dump exploded.
We think maybe the Brazilian air has been killed.
That's dead.
You folks, of course, will have to come with us for identification purposes.
Wait a minute. This man removed his nose and upper teeth 3 inches in front of my face and started crooning like Bing Crosby. I'd like to help out, but I'm pretty sure I can pick him out in a lineup. You know what I mean?
We can do it.
We?
The State Attorney General. We have a warrant to search these premises.
Why don't you just blast your way in?
First, we have to serve the warrant to search.
You know, I bet we could get them to come out.
Us? You know, Miss Lightson doesn't have a bad idea there.
Well, I suppose it's worth a try if you two are up to it.
It'd be our pleasure.
Wait a minute. See his face when he gets a load of this.
Okay.
Yes? Well, what's going on here? Who are you? Why are you bothering an old man?
You're through, Judge.
Oh, you kids better look out behind you. There's a bee's nest.
Hi, Judge Alvin.
Evening, troopers. Can't go too far in this part of the world without running across my friends.
Alvin is something, isn't he? Of course, we can't admit that we appreciate the way he gets things done. And since you know what you know, I'm afraid we're going to have to come to some kind of a rain.
It's the cold, Father! The seeds are getting away! Run for your lives!
Adventurous weekend of my entire life.
When I think about what happened in Balkanbania, I would do it again.
Not me.
I was like James Bond. Don't worry, Dennis. Now that you are head of our personal security.
And my lover.
Dude, your life's going to be fantastic.
And don't you worry. No one's going to touch you or my little Flora de la Luna.
Ooh. Dennis, listen to me.
You can't. Scare, squish. Scare, niche. Squish, shlammy.
Watch a little TV.
Numerous fire companies from New York, New Jersey, Ohio, and all neighboring states are barely able to handle a subterranean mine fire near the town of Valkenvania.
Diane, you should see this.
Our Susan Campost is on the scene.
Roger, this cloud may have a silver lining. Geologists say the brief but intense heat from fissures 10 miles below have cooked the upper coal tailings into a fine medium-grade crude. Over 50 million barrels. Wait, just 1 second, Roger. I see one of the village residents rummaging through the remains. Excuse me, sir, how do you feel now that you have lost everything?
At least we all got out alive. Of course, there's nothing left for us here now, so we're all planning to move in with my grandson-in-law.
Oh, no.
He lives in New York City.
Oh, come on, what? No, what?
See you soon, banker.
No, what? No, you won't.
For the party to get naughty, get my rocks on. Eat popcorn, watch you move your body to the pop song that I'm singing. Ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing. Everybody's swinging in the place as I kick the J's, easy watch style. R&B, mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat. Champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just a freestyle, meanwhile we keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping, girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, go get the grease on your pantyhose. I love you, Rover, move over, I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but still I'm pleasing. All of Slimmy, Flava, Jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. When I'm rapping, if she's stopping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie, it's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all. It's just the same old song.
Money D, the freaking D, the scooty Z, up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back, I gotta take a leak. So while I'm draining, entertaining, but I got fame, and the bases I touch, too much for me to try to be naming. Hey yo, he saw me on cable and grip, I busted in and I was going to win. I thought Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song, it's 40 shorty, same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip, just like butter. My rhymes are legit, cause I'm a Humpty, not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere a Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing. Don't get me wrong, but to me it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock. I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get the fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Fame and fame must be changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the
why
same,
too?
Cause it's the same song.
It's the same old song.